Welcome. Today, we're discussing some fantastic tips on quieting a noisy garage door. It's amazing how much noise those things can make, right?
Oh, tell me about it. Mine sounds like a train wreck sometimes. So what's the secret to a quieter door?
Well, it's all about the rollers. Lubricating them is fine, but if they're worn out, you need new ones. And not just any rollers, mind you.
So what kind of rollers should we be looking for? Are all rollers created equal?
Definitely not. You've got your cheap plastic ones, noisy and wear out fast. Then there are steel rollers, durable, but they sound like a freight train. Some doors have hybrid rollers, plastic with a bearing inside. But the real game changer, hard rubber rollers, like on skateboards. They're quiet, durable, and only about $20 for a set of 10.
Wow, that's a steal. So how hard is it to replace these rollers?
Super easy. First, for safety, unplug your garage door opener. Then you'll need a socket wrench, the right size socket, and maybe an adapter for an electric screwdriver. Those bolts can be tight, so I like to loosen them by hand first. Then use the power tool.
Got it. So just unscrew the brackets, swap the rollers, and we're done?
Pretty much. The rollers slide right out, and the new ones slide in. They're held in by the rails and the brackets, so they won't come out. Just repeat this for each bracket. Now, the bottom brackets can be a bit trickier.
Trickier how?
Well, on some doors, the cable that lifts the door is attached to the bottom bracket, and it's under tension. So, you need to open the door all the way up to release the tension before unscrewing the bracket.
Ah, I see. That makes sense. What if the bottom brackets just seem too complicated?
Honestly, you can probably skip them. Replacing 8 out of 10 rollers will still make a huge difference, but if you can do it safely, they can be changed also.
Okay, great advice. Any other tips?
Make sure all the bolts are tightened properly. Then restore power to your door and give it a try. You'll be amazed at the difference. Quieter operation, smoother movement, all for about $20. It's a DIY win-win.
This has been incredibly helpful. My garage door and I thank you. Anything else our listeners should know?
Just that this is a simple, affordable fix with great results, and it's much more effective than just lubricating old, worn-out rollers. So, give it a shot and say goodbye to that noisy garage door. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Goodbye.